Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and staying on top of daily tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? That's where Kinsta.com comes in. Simply better hosting. Founded in 2013, Kinsta offers powerful managed WordPress hosting that takes the stress out of running a website. With Kinsta, your site runs on Google Cloud's premium tier network, utilizing their fastest servers like C3D and C2 VMs. The result? Your site could be up to 200% faster just by switching. Need global reach? Kinsta has 37 data center locations and a content delivery network with over 260 points of presence worldwide, ensuring your audience gets lightning-fast load times no matter where they are. Kinsta.com isn't just about speed, it's about security and ease of use. They provide enterprise-grade protection, including SOC 2 compliance, firewalls, and free malware removal. Plus, their MyKinsta dashboard is packed with tools that make managing your site or multiple sites simple and efficient. And don't stress about switching providers. Kinsta offers unlimited, free, expert-led migrations with no downtime. Their 24/7 support team of WordPress experts is always ready to assist, with an average response time of under 2 minutes. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. That is Kinsta.com. Your future self will thank you for making the switch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Why don't you just do this? Go look in the mirror and talk to yourself about the shit that you don't like about yourself and start fixing it. But the truth is you're not keeping your word. In most cases, most of the people out there, if they just started committing to the word that they said, like, listen, if you said you were going to get in really good shape and get in elite condition, but every 3 months you go backwards and you start eating the bullshit, you lie to yourself. Your self-esteem goes down. Your self-confidence goes down. You know it. You know it. I know it. Same thing in sales. Same thing in building a team. You said you were going to treat that team that you were going to build with the most love and the most, you prayed for that team, right? And then you get them and they're annoying, or you're only, you know, interested in coaching your top producers and not your bottom producers because they're pissing you off. Well, you forgot what you wanted to do, you know? And so I guess the simplest answer would be like, you know, just start keeping your word, man. Like, for real, keep your word. Old school shit, keep your word, you know? And then the next thing I'd say is just be present wherever you're at.
Guys, everybody wants the Cybertruck, but they don't want to do the work. Everybody wants the McLaren, they don't want to do the work. Everybody wants the self-belief, but they don't want to earn it. Everybody wants a great relationship, but they don't want to treat their wife amazing. Everybody wants something, but the question is, do you really want to work for it? Everybody wants the business, but they don't want to pay the damn invoice when it comes, okay? Listen, everything you want is going to require effort. It's going to require work. Everybody wants a new body, but they're not willing to put in the work. Everything's gonna come down to the level of your choices, the level of your leadership, the level of your belief. Whatever you want, you're gonna have to do the work. And that's what most people nowadays just won't do. They don't like to work. They don't like to grind. They like to get on Instagram and talk shit, but they ain't really doing shit. Everybody wants the building, but they don't wanna make the investments. Everything that you want is going to come from investments. Everything you want is going to come from choices. Everything you want is going to come from discipline. That's where the magic is found. So stop looking for the hack and start looking for the work.
Winners do consistently what losers do occasionally. Winners do consistently what losers do occasionally. And that's what it's all about. The Macklin Twins, we're about showing up every single day. Staying disciplined, staying consistent, and staying relentless in all the areas that matter to you in your life, that matter to us in our life. When you commit to your 5 swings a day, you're not just making progress, you're proving to yourself that you got what it takes.
If we know what losers are doing, why don't we just use the ultimate hack in the world? Whatever we see the losers doing is gonna do the complete opposite, okay? Losers, they don't wake up early in the morning. Losers, they got an excuse for everything. Losers, they find a problem with every single thing in the company, in the world, and they don't have a solution or results for anything in their current life. Losers, they let other people have control of their life. They're victim-minded. They think everything in the world that is a problem that they can't control, it just reflects into their life, right? Like, they think that. I think I can control myself. I think I can control my life. I have extreme ownership on the things that I believe I can do. I believe my attitude controls everything. Attitude governs everything in your life, right? Think about what the losers do in the company that might consume the energy in the company. Think about what they do and then be the freaking opposite. Number one thing that winners do that losers don't is they focus on one goal. They're goal focused. I want you to think about this for a second. They're not trying to figure out 5, 6, 7 different things. They're focused on one thing that they know can drive revenue for today. They're focused on high income earning activities. Losers are focused on multiple things. They don't have a singularity of focus where they're focused on one thing, on how they can accomplish that goal in front of them. Show me a loser and I can show you somebody who has 9 different things going on and they never finished one of them, okay? You know when you start to bite off more than you can chew on multiple projects and then you don't finish one? What do you feel like? You feel like a loser. It like lowers your self-esteem. It lowers your energy. It lowers the feeling of progress in your life, right? Winners are highly disciplined and structured.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Tell you one thing, if you can't get disciplined and structured on the money that you're making now with your finances, with your health, with your mindset, all the things that are going to add up to you becoming a killer, if you can't get disciplined on them now, how are you going to be able to shepherd big money, big deals, a bigger team? If you can't get disciplined and structured on the current life you have, you're not going to be able to go to the next level. But if you're not disciplined and structured, if you're not disciplined and structured with your finances, with your relationship, with the gym, with your phone calls, you're never gonna win at like an elite level. You might be able to mess around and hit a couple hundred grand, but if you wanna go to the big money, if you wanna go play in the big leagues, it's gonna take a different version of you. It's gonna take new habits. If you wanna become a millionaire, is it gonna take millionaire habits, millionaire discipline? There's gonna be some people that are really kicking ass, and there's gonna be some people who just didn't catch on. And they're going to be playing subpar and they're going to get left behind. But the ones that are awake, the ones that are listening right now, you guys are going to be the game changers. Listen, stop chasing and start attracting. A lot of people are chasing a lot of things that don't matter instead of attracting the things that do matter. Start chasing a better mindset. Start chasing the hard things. When you build yourself through hard disciplines, you start attracting the right things. Start chasing God. You'll find the right things. So often in my life, I chased all the wrong things only to get things that fell through my fingers and weren't the right things. If you chase the right things, the disciplines, the habits, the right frequencies that you want in your life, the right relationships, the relationship with God, the relationship with your disciplines, you'll get everything that you want and it'll just start coming to you. It'll start attracting to you. Relationships, money, people, the right things. Get rid of anything that doesn't suit you and start getting the things that serve you. The things that keep you on fire, things that push you to be a better person, they're right in front of your eyes. Open your eyes. Do the hard shit.
You got to believe deep down in your heart that and change your perspective that you need these storms to become the person that God meant you to become. Like, you have to start to be thankful for the problems and the things that are in your life. And I know it's the hardest thing to do. And I believe in you, and God believes in you. And my team believes in you. Even if I don't know you, I know what's possible through God. And I also know what's possible through a human being going to a level. And if you're desperate right now, and if your back's against the wall and you're an underdog and you feel like nobody's we've all been there, and you can't rush the process of success. You got to go through these things in order for you to have a testimony. You have to have the test. And like, we've all heard that before, but it's so the truth. So like, if you're out there and you feel lost in the storm, just don't give up, man. Seriously, everything can change in a day. It can change in a week. It can change in a month. Like, you just got to survive. And sometimes surviving is the hardest part. And when you survive it, man, like, it doesn't feel good talking about all the survival stuff that I've been through, but it's so cool when you get to tell the testimony at the very end. Like, you know, when you look back and you're like, man, I was hanging on by a finger, dude.
Yeah.
But me and God, man, I just believed, bro. And I just was able to make it work. And, you know, it's like, just tap in with some people that are positive. Go, you know, go get helpful if you feel helpless, and that'll change your mindset right away.
I remember one time where we were just starting out. Things were tough. Money was super tight. The business wasn't booming yet. And I thought, man, is this even worth it? But then I looked in the mirror and I thought about all of the people who were counting on us. Think of who's counting on you. I thought about our family. I thought about our friends. I thought about our supporters. And I realized quitting isn't an option. Not for me, not for you, not for anybody that has a dream that somebody believes in. Because every swing you take, every step forward, every small step, that's progress. That's proof that you're still in the game and your dream will come true.
The secret that you're missing is in the work that you're not doing. Like, you're looking for all the special little hacks and things and tips and tricks, but you're just not doing the work. You know who you are. You know that there's more inside of you, and ultimately, when you go home and you sit on the couch and you watch Netflix and you know you didn't do shit for the day, right? You know who you are. You feel like shit, but yet you keep on doing it. You know when you skipped the gym. You know when you didn't train. You know when you didn't get better at speaking. You know when you didn't hit the amount of doors. You feel like a fraud. If that's you, knock it the fuck off and start keeping the promise to yourself. And when you keep those promises to yourself, your identity will go up and your self-esteem will go up. And if that happens, when you walk into a prospect, you will close them.
So here's my challenge for you. Are you gonna let fear dictate your life and keep you playing small and watching from the sidelines, even though you know in your heart that you're a star player? Or are you going to stand up, to step out into faith and say, I control my own future, not fear. The life that you're meant for is waiting for you, but you won't get there by playing it safe. It's on the other side of a faith-driven action. A faith-driven action. Stay fearless, stay relentless. And remember, fear is nothing but a shadow cast by your doubts. Step into the light. Step into faith. Step into the path that you were meant for and watch fear disappear. Go out today, tomorrow, the next day, and kick fear in its fucking face.
I'm telling you, some of the greatest things in life that you could do, well, the greatest thing in life that you could do is just learn how to beat yourself. Learn how to lower those voices in your mind that are yelling at you to stop, that are yelling at you today to go into business and be negative, that are yelling today to stop being as passionate, to stop having as much desire. You know, oh man, just go home, just quit, just don't touch the line. All you gotta do is tell yourself to shut the hell up. Go inside of the gym, go inside of the cold plunge, and earn the right to tell those voices to shut up, because they will get smaller. Your confidence will grow bigger. Your self-belief will go higher, and your income will naturally grow with it. But if you're not doing this stuff, I guarantee you're not touching the line in life. I guarantee no matter how cool you think you are, you're talking shit to yourself and you're doubting yourself. Doubt's a traitor. And everybody I see 90% of people walking around, you can see doubt and fear all over their eyes because they're not earning that new right. So today, it's all about earning that self-belief every day.
And if you're gonna be in this game, you better bring everything you got. You better be competitive. You better be all in. I mean it, come on. Nobody wants to be mediocre. You shouldn't wanna be. Nobody should wake up and say, I just wanna be average today. But unfortunately, the world is filled with 99%ers that say that. So if you wanna be different, be a 1%er and compete. You wanna dominate every area of your life, it's gonna take energy, it's gonna take passion, it's gonna take faith, because there's gonna be the days that you don't feel like it. Fuck those days. There are gonna be the days where everyone's telling you to quit. But those are gonna be the days that you gotta dig deep down. Those are your test days. Do you show up on those days?
You can do it. You were made for greatness. You just gotta figure out the little weaknesses, the little bitch-ass mindsets that are holding you back, and change them. change them. Figure out the excuses and change them. Figure out the low limiting beliefs and just change them. If you can lead yourself and do these things, there's no reason you can't be a CEO or a massively successful entrepreneur like myself and go out and build something that truly changes legacies and families. And that's what it's all about, is contributing to others and building other people up. So that's all we need to do, man. And if we can do that in our own lives, we can actually change the world.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.